I'm Ioana Bulda. I'm working for the cultural channel of the Romanian Broadcasting Corporation. And at the moment, I'm involved in future production, but it's something very new to me. I've been doing it since the beginning of October, actually. And I benefit very much from the learning experience. Mm. So it's new and still very challenging.
Are you new in the feature department, or is the feature department new in Romanian?
There is no feature department, first and foremost. There's this series of programs that we're airing now, sort of as an experiment, to see whether people respond to it or not. Feature was being produced in Romania, but it was never in an organized way, and I could bet there are a lot of people making feature totally unaware that they're making feature. I think there's very few who actually do, I would like to say, understand what they're doing, but label what they're doing as feature. I think most people just produce radio material which they illustrate in a certain way, because they feel, because they have a journalistic sense or a radio sense, if we can say that, about the interview, about the text, about the structure of the entire thing, but there is no theoretical framework.
And what is the name of feature in Romania?
It's mainly reportage, but that does not render entirely what happens in a feature story, and this is why it's very interesting. When I wrote my project for having this series of features, of many features actually tried out in our airing space, I used the word feature. And that's how it stayed. And I think that tells it all. The fact that there's no such word that totally renders the reality of feature making. Yeah. This is why I was saying in the very beginning that for me it's highly influential and beneficial to be here, because it's not just a thing of grasping information, being exposed to what other people do, but at a certain point it's how experimental you can get, how real you can stay. There are many things, for instance, which I hear here and I would love to try myself. They're far too experimental for my station. They would never be aired. It would be a lot of work involving not just me, but also resources and colleagues, and I couldn't try it. But still, it's fun and it's great. Yeah.
Are there any special time slots in your program for this feature film or reportage?
In our channel, it's a fixed time slot from 16:05 to 16:30. So it's an afternoon broadcasting.
Hmm. And yeah. It's named?
Storymania.
Storymania.
Yeah.
That means?
That actually refers to people who are addicted to stories, and on various topics. And my idea was that we are responsive to this topic. I mean, to many people, the idea of radio journalism, I think, has been somehow reduced in, I couldn't say in a bad way, but it's mainly the news journalist, the one dealing with those very important, very hardcore matters in a very short time. The journalist is very aggressive, is the star usually of a radio station. I think what people are most responsive, and what radio used to do in the old times actually, was to be a supplier of fictional content. I kept thinking, because I'm working on a project like that for the last time, I was rereading Anne Frank's journal, where she speaks about her confinement and the fact that the only thing those people had at the end of the day was the radio station they gathered around, and they used to listen to music and listen to stories, listen to news broadcasts, but also listen to stories. So I think that's what radio primarily was all about, and somehow everybody complains that people's appetite for stories diminishing, people don't read anymore, the young generation doesn't read, or it doesn't, I don't know, turn to research careers. And still that happens. I think stories are addictive, and it's a virus worth exploiting.
So feature has a future in Romania?
I don't know if it has a future. It would be bold of me to say that at this point. I think, as I said, I think it's being done as it has been done. I hardly feel like a pioneer in this field, but I'm trying to learn as much as possible, and I would love that to happen and to broaden as much as possible.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.